Hey beautiful souls, you're very welcome back to some cosmic guidance to wrap up the end of December 2020. So this will be a double guidance. It is also going to be guidance for the full moon in Cancer. So before I get into any cosmic frequencies, I just want to thank and congratulate you on navigating this year, and also for choosing to be here in this time of great change. In bringing in the new earth, thank you. You are amazing. This is a collective reading for the end of December 2020. For a personal reading, Reiki session, Reiki course, or organized pendant, head over to my website, cosmicangel555simplesight.com. So get comfy, beautiful souls, as we dive into wrap up the end of December and the year 2020. There are many levels, layers and dimensions to the last of 2020. So last week I forgot to mention, as there was so much going on. We had a major shift with Saturn moving into the sign of Aquarius. And Saturn has been in the sign of Capricorn for the last 2.5 years, nearly three, since December 2017. Has been guiding us to grow and expand on our journey. Capricorn is an earth sign. It likes rules. It likes structures. Aquarius likes to rebel, likes to think for themselves in helping others to do the same. Saturn is also known as the Lord of Karma and is also the old ruler of Aquarius. This is coming in now to close the old karmic cycles and move on to the new. Karma is also known as growth, for our soul's expansion, for what lessons we need to master in order to get to our next level. Looking back over the years to December 2017, asking ourselves, what areas did we grow in? Where have we stepped up and took responsibility? These questions will tie in with the message that Capricorn in Saturn was trying to give us over the years. It is now in Aquarius. Just as I say it is now in Aquarius, a siren goes off. But actually, I think I could have been wrong. I think it could have been in Capricorn for 29 years, because it won't be back there for 29 years or so, back into the sign of Capricorn. So this chapter is closed. You could be feeling this already this week, and taking the time to honor your growth. Congratulate yourself on all your inner work, your healing, your expansion. So on December the 21st, we have Jupiter joining with Saturn, and this is known as the Great Conjunction. These two planets will be in 0 degrees in Aquarius, and this is a highly charged point that carries energy of infinite potential. It also falls on the same day as the solstice. So again, that is another level, layer and dimension to this energy of the 21st of December, 2020. Jupiter and Saturn come together every 20 years, and this is known as the Great Conjunction. It represents the start of a new era, a new chapter for Gaia and humanity. So on a spiritual level, this conjunction is of higher frequencies, of downloads, of upgrades and expansion on a cellular level. We can now take a quantum leap in our ascension, in our soul's expansion, understanding our soul's mission, our soul's essence. And also, as I mentioned, with the solstice falling on the same day, the veil is so, so thin. You may have already been feeling this. Ascension symptoms of this energy is not sleeping, vivid and lucid dreams, astral dream work, heightened synchronicity and intuition. So focusing on our lunar and soul star chakras. Soul star is also known as your casual chakra. And also there is another one there at the back of our head. So these hold the energy and vibration of what you are putting out to the world. Focusing on your inner stillness. I also channeled a transmission ages ago from the Zetas about December 21, 2020. And now it is definitely linking up with this energy of this new era. Also remembering that you are a infinite being having a human experience, and it's okay to have negative thoughts, to feel emotional. It is acknowledging them and swapping them is the key to our expansion. So definitely not repressing or making yourself feel bad. This conjunction happens every 20 years, but it is part of a larger 200-year cycle. So for the last 200 years, these conjunctions have taken place in Earth science. Now, for the next 200 years, they will take place in air science. So your beautiful soul decided to be here for the start of this new amazing 200-year cycle of the new golden age. You decided to be a way shower, to be here and get it started during this transition. Remember to tap into your own truths about this day, as I know there is a lot of predictions, if I want to say that, going around about December 21, 2020. So just remember, you have infinite wisdom within your soul to navigate and get true answers, staying open to this amazing energy. On the 23rd of December, we have the last of the Mars Pluto square. This energy is a little fiery, a little intense. It can bring up conflicts of power structures. If you remember the last two we just had, there may have been some of this energy coming up. This third alignment will actually bring a closure to any of these aspects that you have been dealing with. It will bring release, it will bring liberation, and it will bring forward moving energy. And then finally, beautiful souls, to wrap up, we have a full moon in Cancer on the 29th or the 30th of December 2020. Back in January 2020, we also had a full moon in Cancer, but it was a lunar eclipse. So it was quite potent. This will be just a normal full moon in Cancer. But it is amazing how we started off the year in Cancer, and now we're ending off the year in that sign. The moon loves being in this sign, and it is at its fullest strength and potential for us to tap into this energy. Our emotional bodies are activated during this full moon, so releasing anything heavy or dense that you have been holding on to, anything that has been overwhelming emotionally, this can be released to the universe for transmutation. This will be an emotional and sensitive full moon, but going and with the flow, it will be carrying this amazing energy of growth, of helping to release any energies of 2020 that were overwhelming and that are not needed any longer. So it is an amazing cleansing energy. Whatever you feel called to do to release during this full moon, take action steps, whether it be rituals, meditations, journaling, just tapping into whatever it is that helps you release. And that's actually crazy, because that did come up on one of the cards that we got. So we will take a moment now, shift our awareness, tune into our heart center. This is going to be broken down into two readings, one for the full moon in Cancer and also one for this great conjunction. So let us ground into Gaia with our cord of light. And then bringing that cord up into the clouds, up into space, until you reach Venus. And now let's tune into the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. So beautiful souls, our first card, our overall energy for the last of December 2020. And how on point is this, beautiful souls? It is the North Node and it is life's purpose. And for some reason, it's a woman angel. And I can't make out what's on top of it, but it always reminds me of that dragon out of the Hannibal Lecter film. I'm gonna have to see what that's called. Yeah, it's called Red Dragon. That's what the film was called. But there was a picture of a dragon, like a painting in it. And that's what the top of this card always reminds me of any time I look at it. Yeah, so beautiful souls, how on point is this North Node coming in with our life's purpose? This is representing, as I was mentioning, the karmic cycle now that's coming to a close. It's representing the area of our gifts, of our talents, of our abilities, and also of our destiny. It's representing all them lessons that we've learned in past lives and how they are here to assist us in this incarnation. It is reminding us and telling us now that we are arriving finally at this place for our highest good, of our next chapter of expansion, of opportunities pouring in. It is also representing connecting with past life soul tribe. So they could come in many ways, because the bonds are so strong from past lives. They are soul family and they are part of the larger picture. They are here to help with the weaving of this web of light and new golden age coming in. Also, again, you may find that your finances are starting to take a turn of abundance, starting to flow as you are realizing that money is energy, and that breaks down to how much you feel you are worth and deserve. So basically, it is this amazing energy like coming in of fun, of optimism, of creativity, of feeling less restricted, of goals being met. So again, keeping yourself open to these opportunities that can come in the increases in all aspects of abundance in your life. It is reminding us now that the schooling part of them lessons is over, and it is time now to step into your power. It's time to act on these lessons and take these steps towards your destiny, towards your soul's purpose and fulfillment. So what a powerful message. The next message and card that we got is the Seven Sisters, birthing, creations, tapestry of life, expression. And I am actually going to read this one out. Got such powerful spread for this conjunction and for the energies for the last of December 2020. There are new creations that want to be born. Beauty that's yearning to be woven. New consciousness that's longing to be breathed into life. If you draw this card, you are being called to surrender to these creations, to usher in a new era of consciousness and do your bit in weaving the web of life. This card is also that of the artist and the midwife. You are being called to ponder questions. What wants to be birthed through you? What new creations are whispering in your ear? What beauty are you being called to make? Creativity and intuition come from the same sacred place. They occur when we find ourselves flowing with the rest of life. Earth is renewed and a planet of manifestation and creativity. And yet so many of us have forgotten how to create. Somewhere along the way, we stopped seeing ourselves as artists, as creatives, as poets. Yet, to be human is to be creative. Creativity is part of your true nature. Perhaps you're being called to surrender to a creative project, such as a new business or a book. Or perhaps you're being called to weave beauty in your home or in the way you cook. Regardless of the end result, you are being called to express yourself through your creativity, to surrender to the creative projects that both scare and excite you, to find a way to weave beauty back into everyday life. For where there's creativity, spirit and soul are present. And the world needs those qualities now more than ever. What new creations are you being called to birth? So wow, beautiful souls, how powerful was that message? What are you being called to birth? What new aspect of you? What part of your gifts, talents or abilities? And also, the bigger message there for the collective is that we are being called to birth this new golden age coming back in. So the next card that we got, beautiful souls, again another really, really powerful card, actually one of the highest vibrations of the dragons out of that deck. We did get the white gold dragon from Lyra. Connects you to the highest Christ light. Develop your casual chakra. Bathe in the ninth dimensional Christ light. Sabi of Sals, when it says Christ light there, it's not saying that in a religious sense. It's saying that in a pure Christ consciousness energy, which is pure source energy. It's before religion got its hands on it. Just in case you're thinking, hey, are you hitting me with religion right there? I wouldn't do that to you, beautiful souls. So, these dragons are from Lyra. There's a lot of Lyra energy coming in for the end of December. Lyra is the cross shape 12th dimensional stargate through which Archangel Christiel and the unicorns enter our universe. The light from Lyra pours down through the moon, allowing the seven dimensional dragons to step down. Sorry, that card really just moved. Oh, no way. Sorry, beautiful souls, that was crazy. The dragon card, well, just moved. Allows the seven dimensional dragons to step down into the vibration of Earth. These white gold dragons embody the highest frequency of the Christ light available to everyone on this planet. And also, beautiful souls, I just want to mention that Archangel Metatron also works with the Christ light and brings that down through the central sun, down then to our stellar gateway, and down through the rest of the chakras. So where was I? They work closely with Archangel Christiel, who was in charge of the development of the casual chakras of humanity. This is particularly important now, as our casual chakra is our connection to the higher dimensions of spirit, the dragons, angels, unicorns, and masters. The white gold dragons from Lyra help to clear and develop our casual chakra and illuminate our highest possible ascension path. So the guidance is, these white gold dragons are attracted to you now because you already carry this Christ light in your aura. Ask one to take you to the ninth dimensional pool of Christ energy held in Lukame. Visualize yourself bathing in the pool, which shimmers and swirls your pure love and light. Feel yourself absorbing all you are ready to receive. When you return, continue to feel the white gold light in your aura and practice pure unconditional love in your daily life. Your aura will radiate the incredible high frequency of white gold, and the white gold dragon from Lyra will support you by continuing to pour Christ light into you. Take time to find a quiet, still place where you can listen to its wisdom and guidance. So, wow, how powerful is that amazing white gold dragon from Lyra? Remember to invoke over the next 2 weeks. Absorb, integrate, and embody that Christ light. Our next card, beautiful souls, I pulled the I don't know where that accent came from, probably a past life somewhere. I pulled a self-care card. Clear your energy fields, which I thought was spot on. Because this is also being blended in with the full moon in Cancer, although I do have separate tarot cards for that reading, but the oracle is to blend in with the conjunction and also with the full moon. So clearing our energy field, beautiful souls, it's like the same way we clean our house. We have to make sure our aura is clean. It helps to remove any blocks, any stuck, stagnant energy, any cords, attachments, hooks, threads that we have attached to us, to our chakras. It also helps to releasing any of them patterns, traumas, hurt that we are holding on to. Again, you can do this by calling on the white gold dragon from Lyra and visualizing that white light being poured into your energy fields. Fields, because we have seven astral bodies. You can also use your sage, do your cord cutting meditation, crystals, incense, candles, water, whatever it is that you do to cleanse your energy fields. But again, beautiful souls, this is also coming in because maybe it's time that you get support and enlist the help of a professional for energy work. This can be done with Reiki because it balances, clears all your chakras and your physical energetic bodies. You can also incorporate other types of sound healing and whatever else it may be. But energetic work is coming up strong for that releasing. Next card before I move on to the tarot, beautiful souls, the first tarot spread for the conjunction. So if you want to take a break, you can pause and get another cup of tea, whatever it may be. I pulled us a self-love card. And, well, this one is so on point for the energy as well. This whole oracle tarot was just like, whoa. So we got lifetime after lifetime. I am a shining spirit. A beautiful light. I am always safe. I am eternal. I will go on forever. From experience to experience. Wow. And actually just touching on that last card about the energetic work, beautiful souls, because I stopped to make a little cup of tea there before I moved on to the tarot and I got two kind of like downloads. So it is like an investment in yourself, in your energetic body, and it's unbelievable when you can have that in alignment and clear any blocks that's there, how it helps your physical body flow more and basically just helps your life flow better. You are worth it. You are an investment. I myself have been going to acupuncture the last 2 weeks. No, sorry, about 4 weeks, I think. And in between, I've been getting acupressure. I have also been recommending it to some of my Reiki clients that I feel would benefit from it because it's another great healing modality, along with Reiki. It uses a lot of fire, but with the acupressure it's been great, like, because he's like actually straightened up my back so much. But I would say if you are going to get acupuncture done and acupressure, definitely find a Chinese herbal medicine doctor, because that has been passed down from generations to them, and they hold all the knowledge, wisdom, ability. That's not to put anybody that down that's doing it, that's Western, but it's just, I find the knowledge is there because it has been passed down. So definitely find a licensed Chinese herbalist doctor to do that. And I would also say, because it doesn't hurt at all if you're freaked out about needles. If you have tattoos and you want to compare it to that, it's nothing. I'm like covered in tattoos. It's trying to even think what it's similar to. So you can't really even feel the needles going in or coming out. Kind of like a needle that you'd use for sewing, but it's even thinner than that. So yeah, I'd definitely recommend it. Or if you're thinking about it and you want to have a chat about that and other healing modalities, let me know. As we all do, needs help enhance and to maintain our physical and energetic bodies. So moving on to the tarot. So we're going to do the first spread for the conjunction and for that week. No, Eve. Sorry, my cat is on a really playful energy the last couple of days. I think that's with the Lyran energy that's coming in strong. Sorry, she's very distracting sometimes. So what area of our lives will Jupiter in Aquarius impact the most? And for that, beautiful souls, we did get the Six of Swords, and also I did use two different tarot decks for this reading and the next one for the full moon in Cancer. I used the Starman tarot for this, and for this we got the Six of Swords, which is actually a really powerful card. Usually in the Six of Swords there's somebody in a bow. But this dude is like an indigenous tribe member, and he's in this boat that looks like it's on gold matter, that's the word I want to use. And he's kind of, the boat could fall down into this sinkhole, but he's still going forward, standing strong in this kind of like warrior yoga pose. And there's this mask, kind of like a tribe mask, a wooden big one of them masks with all different colors on it, and it's blown out this blue smoke, and this guy is just facing a head on, saying, come on. So the area of our life that's going to be impacted the most right now, beautiful souls, is not only our transition over to our next chapter, but it is also that of harnessing and tapping into our gifts, talents and abilities, and what we want to birth into our next chapter, what we are leaving behind and what we're going forward with. And also, again, embracing, not being afraid, not having any fear factor, knowing that we're guided and protected while we go through this transition. The next question that I asked was, how to maintain the greatest level of adaptability in this area. So how can we remain adaptable in this area of bringing our gifts, talents and abilities forth, of birthing our next chapter and leaving what we need to leave behind, of stepping into this transition? We did get two cards. We got the Prince of Cups and we got the King of Swords, which is a little bit reversed there. So we can bring in again this kind of lightheartedness, this unconditional love, tapping into our sacral chakra of that sensuality, romance. We can also again bring in ways to look for solutions to whatever may be coming up. Look for ways that will please everybody involved. Again, tapping into your higher self, into your guides, into the intuition and not the logic. But again, then we have to bring that into a balance with our King of Swords, and we need to get some renewed focus on ways around what may come up, on renewed focus on tapping into our self-love, into that lightheartedness, into that adaptability. So ways to do that is again tapping into your heart center, doing that energetic work, believing in yourself, staying on your path, putting yourself forward. The next question that I asked was, what limitation can we break through? And for that, we got the Seven of Swords reversed. So I was delighted when this came up, because the limitation that we can break through is straight away looking at this Seven of Swords. It's like breaking through them old structures, them old barriers, them old limitations, them old conditioning patterns that was put on us. And again, tapping into our higher self, into our intuition, into our galactic heritage, and into our past lives. Stepping again outside of that comfort zone. Being at peace with the past, but again, expanding. So the limitation that we are breaking through is them old patterns, is them old limiting beliefs, is them structures, is them toxic inner conversations. The next question that I asked is, what is our higher self guiding us towards? And for that, we did get the Ace of Pentacles. It is reversed at the moment. There is a lot of, again, Lyran energy, rebirth coming in here. Our higher self is guiding us towards these new beginnings, especially to do with our earthly needs, with, again, what we are creating in our mind and bringing into our reality, bringing our alchemist, a magician into that. So it's opening up to what's there, leaving what needs to be left again in the past, the old patterns, the old roots, the old ancestral ways of being, the releasing that you are doing for not only this life, past lives, and your ancestral lineages, both galactic and bloodline. So realise the amount of work you are doing, beautiful souls, but our higher selves is now guiding us towards these new beginnings, towards letting them birth, letting them hatch, letting them come to the surface. The next question I asked is, how can we stay grounded as we expand? And for that, we got the Ace of Cups. So we can, again, make sure our cup is overflowing, beautiful souls, with self-love, with that energy of unconditional love, of acceptance, of peace, of stillness, of nurturing, of knowing your worth, So, self-love, beautiful soul, self-care. Carving this time out for that can help us stay grounded as we integrate these energies of expansion and navigate these frequencies from the cosmos. The next one that I asked is message or messages from the conjunction. We did get 4 cards for that. So, beautiful souls, the messages from the conjunction is, the first one is, again, the study is over. The schooling is over. The hiding yourself from the world is over. Your last chapter is over. That darkness is over. Now it's time to come out. You have been integrating. You have been processing. You have been reflecting. But it's time to come out now. Share yourself to the world. It's also time to nurture you. Nurture yourself. Nurture your next chapter. Nurture what you're birthing. Again, please, it's reminding us with that Three of Cups that's come in so much in the last few weeks to reach out for support. Maybe the people that you need to reach out to are helping you towards this project, towards this next chapter, towards what you are birthing. And the last one we got is the Ace of Swords. So again, it's a new chapter. It's a new beginning from our truest authentic self. The old paradigms are being closed up now. The old karmic patterns, the old ancestral patterns. And it's time for a new cycle. It's time for a new chapter. It's time for you to be your true, authentic self. And to wrap this up, before I move on to the full moon in Cancer, we did, the galactic card we got is Renewed Hope, Zeta Reticuli, Present. When a crisis passes and we no longer deep in fear, there is a sense of relief. It feels like a new dawn has arrived and the future is filled with hope. This is where the Zetas are emotionally in this era. Their species crisis had passed and they are feeling a new dawn rising. The message for you is to see each moment as a chance for a new dawn. Nothing in the physical universe is constant except change. With each change comes the potential for beauty, joy, and growth. Don't let the moments of your life pass without noticing them as doorways to awakening. Begin now. This card refers to an era of the Zeta civilization where their species crisis had passed and they were on the road to recovery. With the threat of their extinction over, they reconnected with their joy and began to feel hopeful about the future. They realized that they could not go back to the ways of their past and had to reshape their civilization and themselves. This card and its meaning is depending upon your life circumstances. It could be that you have recently passed through a dark time in your life and you're feeling the new dawn. If so, it's important to learn the lessons from the past and not repeat them before you move into your new future. It might also mean that you haven't yet fully passed through a challenging time, but you can look ahead to when the dawn will come. For those of you who have strong Zeta connections, this card may also mean that you have a connection with the Zeta era. Perhaps you've had a lifetime then, or you are in contact with a being from this era. In any case, let yourself feel the energy of a new dawn that is on the horizon. Always remember that personal work never finishes. The Zetas learned this too and continued their self-healing work on a personal and species level. This deep inner work led to their species awakening. The inner work can lead to your awakening as well. Souls, moving on to part two for the full moon in Cancer, December 2020. So the first question that I asked for us as a collective is, where is our emotional body right now? And for that, beautiful souls, we did get two cards. So where our emotional body is right now is doing some shadow work. Maybe I feel we could go deeper into them aspects. But our energetic body is also kind of, I don't want to say burnt out, but it needs to rest. It needs to recharge. It needs to recuperate so that it can be ready for the next chapter. And again, beautiful souls, I feel like that this could be linking in with, as I was mentioning in the last reading there, for clearing your energetic fields. Maybe it's time now to set intentions for the new year to start looking into getting support with energetic work. And then down the line, getting attuned yourself to Reiki and taking that power into your own hands. But I do want to also say, beautiful souls, even when you do that, it's still good to get support now and again. It's still good to help, get help and let somebody else clear for you or whatever it may be. And actually, just even talking about that now, my hands are starting to really, really burn. Okay, maybe I should just send this to whoever's listening. So I hope that you liked Happy It Was Also. I was just really drawn to send that energy to you. The next card and question that we got is, What insecurities do we need to face? For that beautiful souls, we did get the Page of Cups. It's a lovely Page of Cups. Yeah, beautiful souls. So the insecurities that we need to face is, again, I think the vulnerability is coming in, the compassion, the gratitude, stepping into that energy, also the self-love. Maybe you're feeling a bit guilty about doing certain things to award yourself with self-love. But again, that is a spiritual act for your growth, for your soul's essence. So really stepping into your emotional body, into your compassion, into being grateful for where you are right now and what is to come. The next question that I asked was, how can we nourish ourselves through this transition. So for that, beautiful souls, we got the Queen of Wands. So again, we can take the time to nurture our self-worth, our confidence, our fire, whatever we are bringing now in our next chapter. Bringing again, I feel the power structures coming in, nurturing now this new found sacred self power that you have going forward, and nurturing this new part of you, this new being, this new essence. The next card, the next question that I asked was, what changes are in the works for us? And for that, we got the Ace of Swords, beautiful souls. And I feel like, again, that's embracing and opening up to this new chapter, to this new opportunity, and to your intuition, to where it's guiding you, and not into the logical as much, kind of bringing a balance in between the physical, the spiritual and the logical, the intuition and the logical minds. Because again, there's new changes, there's new beginnings, there's new opportunities. There's basically a new us on the way. And the last question that I asked, beautiful souls, is the lasting outcome of this full moon in Cancer. And for that, beautiful souls, we did get the Nine of Swords. So I feel, beautiful souls, that we are finally coming to another level of expansion and awareness when it comes to people, places and things that drain our energy. When it comes to fears, blocks, limiting patterns and self-beliefs. Basically where we hold ourselves back. I feel like now we're after and still are listening to any messages that comes up. We're facing them fears head on, and we're taking action steps towards the people, places and situations that used to drain our energy that are no longer in our next chapter. So all in all, a good releasing outcome from this full moon in Cancer. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me as ever for this cosmic guidance. Thank you for joining me this year. And if you've been here for the previous years, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for shining your light and thank you for sharing your voice. Thank you for being here in this great time of change. I will be back in the new year. I just turned off the light there and kind of got a bit emotional all of a sudden. I was like, oh my God, it's the end of 2020. I know it's a new chapter coming, but it's just like, well, it's finally coming. And plus, I'm finally going to like now have a week or two to recharge myself. So grateful for the beautiful souls I have met this year that have honored me and that are still going to be honoring me now in the new year of being a channel for their healing journey, and for the beautiful souls that I have yet to meet. Just, it has been an honor to be a channel for these messages for the last couple of years, and this year personally it really paid off. This was the first year where I really am in my soul and life purpose, and I'm so grateful. So beautiful souls, before I start getting emotional there and crying, I am wishing you all a happy Christmas. Do enjoy recharging. I hope you all get something nice. Hope you enjoy time with family and relaxing, having some nice foods, and just recharging. I will be back in the new year with a new vibration. Remember, you can also catch the pick a card for the end of December 2020 up on YouTube, Cosmic Angel 555. You can also catch me on Instagram and Facebook, Cosmic Angel 555. And if you would like to book a reading in the new year, or if you would like a personal Reiki session, or inquire about the Reiki course or organite pendants, head over to my website, Cosmic Angel 555, simplesci.com. Enjoy the holidays, beautiful souls. I am sending you all an abundance of love, light, and blessings. Namaste.